you don't know because
she
better
she
than
knows
them.
Everything.
I know everything.
I know everything that I know about things to know.
Yeah. Can you hear the dryer in this?
I hear it in my headphones.
You do?
I hear it outside of my headphones, okay. Not
in your head.
Oh, she's hearing things.
Are
again.
Your plants talking to you? That's a reference to a previous episode. If you haven't watched it, go back to episode 6.
You've watched it, and by watch we mean listen.
We mean listen. I know words.
Hey, Basics, it's Amy.
It's Travis.
It's Chelsea.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
Yeah, and it's spring break.
Yeah.
Still.
Ah, I'm feeling so springy.
Yeah, so we're hoping that you're enjoying your spring because break. We are enjoying ours. So you're getting some card deck episodes while we're out for spring break.
Yep.
This might be the second one you've listened to. It might be the first. We don't know what order they'll be in, so.
Does everyone remember going on spring break when you were young?
Yes. Except I wasn't tragic. Really actually loud. I went on mission trips.
Oh. I mean when you were out like more break. After living at home age.
Oh, in college?
Yeah.
I didn't
young
have
adult-ish.
A lot of money, so I didn't ever really participate. The one time I did, I went to Asheville to see my older brother.
Oh.
I didn't do spring breaks either.
Yeah.
I've never been to like a proper...
Chelsea.
Spring break.
We should do a spring
you
break.
You two need a spring
a
break.
A real one.
I went to Daytona Beach once. Whew. Spring break. That's when I got my belly button pierced.
Okay.
I went. That was in high school though.
Okay.
And then in college, we went to Bahamas on one of these trashy cruises that I hope everyone on the cruise was in college because otherwise it's tragic for them. One of those mini, you cruise over for a day,
yeah.
Stay for a few days, cruise back for a day.
Okay.
Spring break.
Let's
and then
do
they
spring
serve
break,
you
but like
punch.
Elevated. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The ways I've
I'm
ever done it
party punch.
Have involved a lot of party punch.
I do want party punch, but I want like expensive party punch
no.
Made with like Grey Goose
or
something.
An all-inclusive resort where you had to drink party punch out of, what are those things called? The coolers that you have at soccer games when you're young, those orange and white coolers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the Bahamas party punch came out of. So I think I've done an edition of spring break that I don't recommend to anyone. So
the
we should,
igloo cooler?
Yeah,
like,
the igloo cooler, yeah.
Yeah,
we should do spring break that involves none of that.
Okay, I'm on board with that.
We didn't invite you.
Yeah.
No, you guys should do spring. You should do spring
been
break that doesn't
break.
Involve
yeah,
any
you
of that.
Yeah, you already got spring break.
Mine was
kidding.
Trashy.
Oh, okay. Okay. You want to do elevated
okay,
spring break
okay.
with us.
All right, cool. All
maybe
right.
we're on one right now.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
We might be.
But
maybe the pandemic's over.
You're
so silly.
No, I think it's over.
It's over.
It's
okay.
over.
If you're listening to this and it's over.
We were right.
Then we were right. And if it's not over.
We were optimistic.
We were being hopeful. Yeah, optimistic.
We tried.
Sorry.
So while you're on spring break, that's probably very elegant and classy.
We hope you're listening to this episode.
Because we're going to play a table topics.
Yeah. But before we start, click pause. Go give us a 5-star. Give us a review. That's
how
people find us.
Put that jungle juice down.
Yeah. Yeah. That delicious Everclear mixed with Kool-Aid. Mm. Love it. Good. Good stuff. Mm. Rate
your review is going to be real nice.
Yeah. You better say all the nice things while you're drinking that Everclear. And then... after you've done that, come back and listen to this episode as we have some table topics.
Okay.
Who wants to draw a card first?
Chelsea. Because Amy doesn't like to.
Amy hates cards. Unless they're monikers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
which
can hear my dryer, sorry.
We never get to play anymore. We haven't had a game night for so long.
I know, so long.
Well, we can always have one.
I know, that's okay. true. We should do that. Okay.
We should do that.
What do you want to make sure you do before you die? Not live in a pandemic.
Can you, when the pandemic started, dying would have been sad.
Yeah.
But dying after years of the pandemic, where you gave up so much mm-hmm. in your last years with the pandemic, that would be not ideal.
Yeah. Something I want to do before I die is, there's a couple places that I want to visit before I die. So there are things like that are more experience, I think, based, which I guess is probably what the question is asking. But I definitely want to visit all those places. Every place I have on my list, I want
to
get
travel.
I want to get to see before I die, because I think that is one of the most interesting things about human, like the human experience, is experiencing other cultures, experiences and other people's, the thing that they see every day. Like even going to Utah back in January, like with the Rocky Mountains being everywhere in the distance, like it just felt like I was in a fairy tale, like mm-hmm. except for the pollution and the smog. but the mountain piece of it, I was like, people view this every day. They just get out of their doors and there's just these giant ass beautiful mountains as their view of their backyard. Like, that's crazy.
It's beautiful.
And it's stunning. And so it's like, those are the things I want to experience before I die, is those moments that are other people's normal experience, but for me are exciting mm-hmm. and beautiful.
And I think this might be a little bit dark, but I obsess over making sure I experience enough before I die, because do you ever get anxiety about what if I haven't gone enough places or tried enough things or said yes to enough things? And the more that we're in the pandemic and the shorter life keeps getting after the pandemic, I have this, and I'm older, so my life's even shorter.
I know.
I get this fear of not doing enough. So I'm just focused on making sure that I don't want my life to stay too defined where I spend too much of it here or working or being too narrow. So I just want to make sure I go and do enough, but it's experience driven too.
Yeah. What about you, Chelsea?
Everything you guys said.
Good answer. I love your answer.
Oh, Chelsea phoning it in. This podcast.
I think it's just traveling and experiencing new cultures. And
exactly
just like,
what I said.
Yeah, but you said you said you want to look at the places.
I want to
traveling without people.
I want to travel with my eyes closed.
With your eyes closed.
Traveling
yes.
without people getting in trouble for not masking on flights. Did you all see that there was a flight from Miami
there was a flight in January.
They had to turn around because somebody would not follow mask rules. They were on their way to London.
Yes.
If someone on my flight to London does not follow masking rules,
they're going to have to get me off the plane
too.
I would
take duct tape a mask on
their
mouth.
No one on that flight will know they weren't following the rules because they will be sitting under my seat where I have duct taped them. I would be so mad.
So angry. I would probably sue them for my flight ticket and for like all, because you know
they would be suing me for putting them under my seat. But,
yeah,
oh
no,
my gosh.
I imagine you probably could do like a civil suit against them because you would lose all that money of all the things you booked, everything. None of those people are going to refund you because somebody didn't follow the rule on your flight.
Right.
So I'd be like, I'd get everyone. I would find the manifest
class action
and do a class action civil suit against this person. And be like, well, we're all suing you for
first
millions
I'll take
of dollars.
The baby bar, like Kim K.
Yes,
not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I'll sue them.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect.
Love it. Okay. That's our plan.
That's not like my goal before I die.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Taking it off the list right now.
I'll do it if I need to. My goal is not to need to do it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What was the most ridiculous fashion trend you ever followed?
Oh, how much time you got?
I follow a lot of them. Okay. This is the most recent ridiculous
that Amy said
one.
Follow.
Yeah.
I was at Target the other day within the last few weeks. And I bought the most horrendous dress. I'll have to show everyone a picture of it. And I actually loved it in the store. And I thought, this is so weird, but I'm so drawn to it. I don't know why it's on the clearance rack. I have to buy this. I'm definitely going to want to take this home and I'm going to want to own this. This is going to be a surprise cute dress. Well, I tried on the muumuu that I took home. And the colors are beautiful, but all of us and all of our spouses can definitely get in it if we'd all like to wear it together. I don't know what I was thinking.
Can you like belt it or like?
Even then there might be some floof of material.
Okay.
So I'm still following ridiculous fashion trends.
Yeah. I did wear early 2000s, and we've talked about this plenty of times. Extremely low cut. Like I think even they were called like extreme low cut. Mm-hmm. Some brands called them that. Like, I mean, like basically you could see pretty much my whole body, like low cut jeans.
Low rise sparkle jeans are high on the list for me.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah. Yeah. What?
What?
I had only one that had sparkles.
I had a
in
pair
it,
of jeans that were
why?
Low rise sparkles with slits at the bottom.
Oh yeah. The slits at the bottom.
Please rescue me.
I forgot that I had jeans
and
with slits at the bottom. What were the slits for?
I don't know.
Fashion.
Fashion.
So you could see my like
angles,
dry
like,
leg
your
in the winter.
Bracelet. So
you
could see
your
ankle
bracelet.
Your
ankle
bracelets
were important.
And then you wore your flip flops so you could see your toe rings.
Yeah.
Like what were we? It was
toe jewelry.
It was
what? Don't encourage people to look at people's feet.
Feet.
I mean, I think people still wear that. So if you do,
sorry,
disgusting. Do you?
Yeah. Okay, Amy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Amy's judging Amy today. Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah, it says the woman who bought a muumuu in Target.
At least it covers me.
Yeah. Covers your feet.
Doesn't cover your feet. My toes because I'm just basically in tent. This okay. tent.
And what about What's you, Chelsea? Yours?
Well, mine is low-rise jeans mm-hmm. with the G-string showing.
Oh, no.
Do you remember
no.
the Playboy Bunny stickers from tanning
oh,
booths?
Oh, yes.
That would also pop out?
Yeah.
So not
good.
So
that's good.
We had some like good, that. Good trends that we mm-hmm. followed, and Amy still is following. At least Chelsea and I are from the early
2000s. At least mine are matronly now.
Yeah.
Thank God now, I'm not showing the G-string.
We're naked. You're covering up. All right. If you could do a risky activity one time with no risk, what would you choose? I know mine. I would skydive.
Okay.
I'm too afraid to skydive. Like it was something that intrigues me and I think would be so cool, but that terrifies me. That absolutely, the idea of jumping into the air and the air taking you to the earth. Sounds insane. And if I knew I wouldn't die, if somebody could promise me, I would totally do it. Mm. And I know a lot of people do it and don't die, but I'm just too afraid.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I know mine. I would do like elite Red Bull athlete level cliff diving.
Ooh.
But I would have to like know how to properly die.
Yeah.
Also caveat that I wouldn't die.
Yeah, no dying.
No, there's no risk.
No risk.
Death yeah. I associate. Death,
yeah. Yes, death is risky.
Yeah, no risk.
So that would be mine.
Okay.
But yep. I also, the only other caveat is I don't want to stay under for too long. And I imagine you go pretty far under. I would like to just come back up really
just
fast
boop.
Underwater.
Yeah.
Like, boop.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's mine.
Diving.
I don't know mine. I'm so risk adverse that I can't even think about a risk I would do if I didn't have risk associated with it.
Is there anything you've ever thought like, oh, that's cool, but
no.
Why would anyone do that?
She can't even bring herself
to
think of it.
No, it's so in my essence to hate all of these things that I actually can't even think it would be at any level of pleasurable to do them. If I knew I could skydive and not die, still don't want to skydive.
Okay.
I can't. I can't even find an activity that's risky.
What about swimming with sharks?
No, 100% no. I don't even drive fast. I mean, I can't think of something I'd want to do.
What about
risky.
Driving fast?
No. I can't think of anything.
Y'all, we're going to find Amy a task. It might take us till next year, but we're
going
to find her.
We're going down the slide at that part.
I don't have interest. How can I have a risk?
I'm going to find you a passion. I'm going to find you an interest. I'm going to find you a risk-adverse thing.
I'll go down the slide at the bar if I know there's no risk.
If you know there's no risk. Okay, wonderful. Love that.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe by now I already have.
Maybe. It's April.
Who am I?
Who are you? What have you done with Amy?
Not much, probably.
Oh, God. What was the worst hairstyle you ever had?
Amy.
Why do I have to go first?
We just assumed you had it.
Oh. Well, okay. Now, actually, not the worst anymore. As a child, when I didn't have control over my own hair.
Oh, well, yeah,
I
all of us.
Used to look back at my pictures and go, Mom, why did I have a mullet? Did you give me a child
a what? Excuse
mullet?
Me, a
mullet? And my mom's like, no, your hair is so cute. What do you mean? Mom, I had a mullet. Well, now mullets are trendy.
A what?
So a mullet.
Say it again.
Is that not how you say it? A mullet.
No.
M-U-L-L-E-T.
Yeah, you're saying mullet like a mall.
Add that to my words.
Over and over again.
That's how I pronounce it.
Mull.
Mull?
Mull.
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 Like mull.
Just like.
Like mulberry?
Yeah.
Mull.
Like I'm going to mull it over?
Mull.
Mulled wine? mulled wine?
Mulled wine.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. How have we never realized that you...
Because we don't use this word.
You don't know they're wrong if you hear them right.
Yeah. But I can't think of any other word that uses that sound. Well, I mean, any M-U-L-L, but I can't think of any, or M-U-L, but I can't think of any other consonant where we to create that sound. I guess, like, if you were saying, like, you called a group, that's a pretty terrible word. We don't use that. it means, like, kill everything.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I had one of those.
Okay.
And I thought that was embarrassing until now. They're very trendy.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just trendy.
And you couldn't say it, so it would have been really bad.
It would have
been, doubly embarrassing.
It's traumatic.
As a child. Yeah,
amazing.
I'm sorry.
I had any friends.
Birds, mullets, it's all, he had a lot going on as a childhood.
Oh, no.
I mean, as a kid, I had terrible haircuts. I had a bowl cut as a kid, like a literal, like it looked like there was a bowl on my head.
Like a mushroom?
Yeah, just straight cut, just straight across the whole way around. But once I was in control of my hair, I think the worst I ever had was one time, I didn't have a lot of money at the time. There was a period of my life that was not good financially. And I thought, I will cut my hair myself.
Oh.
And I had long hair at the time.
Okay.
Like really long hair. And I... there was no YouTube videos.
Because a lot of people have been cutting their hair themselves during the pandemic, especially the first year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there were a lot of videos.
No, this was like AOL 2.0.
So did you decide to go straight across the bottom and just do a trim?
I bent over so that my hair was hanging down.
Like a troll doll?
And then I just cut it.
Very short?
No, I thought I was cutting layers into it. And then when I stood back up and the hair fell around my face, it was not layers. I guess it was layers.
Was it an M-U-L-L-E-T?
It was a mullet mixed with
a bowl cut
with chunks that had been just patched back in.
Was it dyed at this point as well?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty ruined. And a friend of mine, luckily, did have some spare money and took me to a salon to fix it.
Very
because
nice.
It was like 2 days of me having that. And I just kept pulling my hair up in like a ponytail so that nobody could see it.
That also reminds me of, remember when we all used to dye our hair at our friend's house and those shower cap dye things that used to exist when we were younger? Did you ever do those? You put a shower cap on and then you pull it through to get,
Oh yeah, those streaks were
people
not good.
People with hair as dark as me should not put streaks in their hair.
No.
Oh.
What about you, Chelsea?
Well, I was too scared to do that. I never dyed my hair at my friend. Yeah. No, my
but
mom
you'll
was strict.
Jump off
yeah, my mom was strict. I
my
had asked permission
strict.
Actually
so
to do
I,
that.
The only way I would dye it at my friend's house was with Kool-Aid. Yeah. And I did get in trouble for that. I don't know about hair style. Like, if I think of a style that was awful that I wore for so long, and I actually for some reason I guess I was in the phase of the pandemic back again where I was looking through photos in January, and I stumbled upon a photo from when I used to live in Asheville and had a very party lifestyle in the early 2000s, and I always had a bump in the front of my hair.
Yes.
I really leaned into that. I definitely had a bump in.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yes.
I love it.
Yep.
Love it.
Remember, you know what
and
other hair tool?
And sometimes I'd put two in.
Remember that hair tool it was like a fish hook shape and you'd pull your ponytail through it to make your ponytail tuck
loop.
In?
Yes.
Where are all these hair tools of the past? We need to get some bump in fishtails.
Do you watch ever, maybe probably not, that's probably just me, but there's a hairstylist, Brad Mondo.
He reacts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he just did all the hair tools, and he did the one you're talking about, the loop and the bump it.
What's the bump it made out of? Is it?
Hard plastic. Hard.
And he talked about each one, but it was funny with the bump it. He was like, the big one, he was like, this is gross, but the smaller one, he's like, Okay. I see this little bump, but I don't mind it.
Do you still have your little bump it?
I honestly had it up until a couple of years ago.
Nice.
That's great.
And the other hair tool that I use that I'm not as embarrassed because when you have thinner hair, it's harder to make a bun, but the foam bun situation.
Yes.
Like, and I actually still have that
and
because my
use
niece
that for
uses
dance.
It for dance. Yep. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some people wear those bun things that are fake hair.
Yeah.
Circles that they put around their bun.
I never had fake hair.
You really got to watch out when the fake hair comes into the bun. Yeah.
I did have fake hair. I had extensions for a little while.
That's different.
I went through this emo phase where they were all in my bangs so that I could have like the emo like piece in the front. Yeah.
Yeah, that's comfortable.
That was all extensions.
Could you
extensions.
Imagine now if your hair was touching the front of your face all day?
Absolutely not.
No.
Oh my gosh.
It would be annoying.
Tantrum.
Absolutely terrible.
Tantrum.
Yeah. All right. You pick a card, Amy. It's your turn. Aren't you loving that this isn't really a game? We're just asking each other questions.
This is my favorite version of a terrible game.
Yeah.
What fashion from another period would you love to wear?
Sorry, there's a lot of fashion questions in this section of the card deck.
What would you love to wear?
Wear one of those corsets where they squeeze it.
You would love that?
For my body.
Ow.
Yeah.
for my looks.
I like actually, sweats.
You know, those, like that. If you do look at the history of that, though, it actually was, it could be uncomfortable, but it actually did a lot for like the your posture as well.
We all sat up.
Yeah,
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 we're like,
yeah, posture. Well, love posture.
We love that. Okay, so you'd want to wear
you'd
that.
Wear, you'd, well, that's funny. You'd do like 1890s Victorian okay.
Yeah,
corset.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if I'd wear the dress, just the corset under my normal
so
clothes.
So you were a lady of the night.
No, I'm going to wear the corset under my current clothing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they make those
well,
now.
They do that now. You could just get that.
No, but like the ones they have.
The fancy old ones.
Yeah.
Okay. You can buy those from people who do specialize in it.
Who
they're
were
just
in
hundreds
the Victorian
and hundreds
age.
Of dollars. There's
just
a,
to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a woman that I follow on YouTube and that's her whole life.
So based on the outfit that I've recently had on within the last several months, back in January, where it was velvet joggers, mm-hmm. ripped joggers with white fuzzy socks with colorful hearts on them with a baseball tee, I don't really think that investment into a corset really
probably
fits in
doesn't
with
fit
my
into that. No,
this reminds me of when you went to the very expensive bra fitting store.
Yes.
Well, guess what? That bra fitting stores have a bra donating event, and I'm like, well, here's these
here's
back.
These
so
back.
Maybe don't get the corset.
Yeah. Don't get the corset.
Those bras are so uncomfortable. I've tried
I
them on multiple
I recall you sharing
times.
That information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone out there, some boobs out
somebody
there are waiting
will
for
love
those.
It. They will okay. want it.
Okay.
Amy, what about you?
Yeah, what about you?
I don't know. Period I can't of think of a definite thing I'd want to wear. Maybe
she
from,
still wears everything yeah. that comes
I just
out,
embrace so. It all. I think it might be fun to dress like in the Nick at Night era of the Mary Tyler Moore or that era where they wear those cute little
late '60s, early
seventies ish outfits. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. Those outfits are absolutely adorable. I would like that or like go real far back to like Roman toga.
Oh, okay.
Cause just like how comfortable.
How nice. Yes. But we'd have to get our arms popping first.
And
so I need to make sure I'm ready for
and
that.
And I would want to be like
rich.
Oh, ripped and rich because I would like to be able to wear purple and you had to be rich in order to do that and be a part of royalty. Otherwise you were put to death for wearing purple. So,
wouldn't
I
love that. Yeah.
If you like the previous question about what I like to do before dying,
not,
I don't want it to be wearing purple.
Dying just to wear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Purple
yeah,
first.
Yeah. Yeah. So that would be mine. Would you return an item that was mistakenly put into your shopping bag?
Well, I would be a little bit nervous that they would think I stole it.
Yeah.
So what if you're bringing it back?
Yeah.
And now they think you took it.
Exactly.
I'm a little nervous about authority in that way.
So I'm not returning it.
I'd be nervous.
I'm going to throw that out there. I'm keeping the item. I would maybe consider it if it was like a very small...
Small store, 100%.
Local owned, like tiny little owner. And I would come in and be like, I truly don't know how this got in here, but I know you're a small business. I want to make sure I pay for this or brought it back to you because I didn't actually want this. I don't know how it ended up here. But Target, whatever. Sorry you didn't check under the cart for my milk. But
Travis, people don't typically put their milk under the cart, so that might be a bit on you.
I do use the underneath part of the cart a lot for things
for
that
soda, right?
I use it for soda,
water,
animal food, or cat litter.
Animals at first, okay.
Animals,
children.
Children. So yeah, I'm not returning things.
Okay,
that's the thing.
It depends on if I meant to get it or did it just like fall off the shelf into my cart because I don't like having extra things at my house.
True.
But would you take it all the way back or would you just throw it away?
Return,
oh, no, I don't throw things away.
That's exactly.
Okay, would you donate it
would
then?
Would you return to the store to take it back to explain to them?
To go into
to the
16-year-old and be
hi,
like,
hi, excuse me.
Well, from a grocery store, probably not.
Okay.
From Target, possibly, or maybe I'll just put it in my donate pile.
Okay.
Donate feels like giving it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same.
Exactly.
Giving back to the community.
It's Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Do you like these bras and this thing I got at Target that I didn't want? Here you go.
Yes.
You're up.
What's under your bed right now?
Well, it's not a sling. that's an inside joke between the three of us. But we know people who have slings under their bed that have been unused forever.
So what's
wait,
under
you said
yours?
Sling or swing?
A sling.
I think it's called a swing.
I think it's called a swing.
Oh, do gay people call it a sling?
I thought you called it a swing when you just said it.
No, a sling.
No, he said a sling.
Oh.
I think we call
it's
it a sling.
Sex swing.
Yeah, we call it a swing.
Yeah, I Googled sling and this is what pops up.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought it was called a swing.
I was like, God, do I not know my own vocabulary?
I think We call that a swing, but we're not in this swinging, slinging enclosures.
On this leather website, it says sling slash swing. Bet it's one of those words like you can, either one can be used. So
you more understand swing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what's under your bed?
Yeah, sorry.
I have art supplies under my bed. It's very boring.
I have my summer shoes. I rotate my shoes and my totes under my bed.
Oh, I do have a sex thing under my bed too.
A swilling?
It's not a sling.
It's a giant, giant, giant sexual device that can't fit in a short.
That is true. But it's not a penis.
Okay, because that would be very big if that could not fit in your drawer.
It is a...
vibrator.
It is a...
whip.
A bar that has two cuffs on each side of the bar to keep legs from closing.
Oh, okay. You can't just keep them open?
It's more about the... you're not allowed to have control is what it is about.
Oh.
I just...
but that doesn't fit into a drawer anywhere, so it's
that would be a large drawer, yeah.
How are we going to get into your house if something happens to you? Because we've got to get here before Sheila.
There's so many elements we have to reach.
I need to get you a key.
We should get a lockbox or something. I'm looking around. I'm nervous.
The
art has to come off the wall.
There's just a lot. I mean,
I think Sheila's progressive that we won't have time. The art is the last
of our concerns.
We have a couple of things. We're going to need an inventory. Right.
And hopefully we can distract her with the wildflowers on the wall for a while.
Like, Sheila, I know it's so sad. This
sad
is so
your
sad,
kids
but did
are
you
dead,
see
but,
this?
Let
yeah.
me make what you a Travis drink. Did. You sit down.
Yeah, you go sit over there in the corner of this house. I think this part's safe.
I'm army crawling under beds, behind things, in cupboards. It's going to be a lot.
Okay, what's under your bed?
I know what it will be like. Real quick, there's trips that you can plan that are like pack up and go, and you don't open an envelope until the day that you leave.
Yes.
You don't open the envelope.
So can you just make us that envelope?
And it has the places.
Yep.
I think you might have to keep updating it throughout your life.
It could be a Google sheet,
but how are you going to give it to us?
Password protected Google sheet that we don't enter the password in unless needed.
And I'll give you the password in the envelope.
Okay.
That password will always stay the same.
We're just trying to protect you.
Thank you.
That feels smart. Some people have wills.
We have
something
password
else.
Protected.
I have sex safety Excel spreadsheets.
Safety.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Under my bed, under our bed, if there is anything, it's probably a tote that has my purses in it. Although I saw yesterday that tote is actually under the spare bedroom bed, so there might not be anything under our bed.
Of course.
Wonderful.
So perfect.
And what about yours, Amy?
She said hers.
You did?
Wow, Jesus. Really glad that you're into my conversation.
Sorry we don't have slings and things.
What was yours? How did I miss
Jesus.
That?
My shoe
It was just
coat.
As boring as mine.
Okay.
He didn't even remember.
I'm sorry. I didn't know about your shoe tote.
Do you want
to? I'm going to pick one item on the Google sheet to not find.
The best one.
Yeah,
the
to
best
not
one.
Find.
Oops,
sorry.
I forgot.
Oh, my God. Line 12.
The only nice thing is I'll be dead, so I won't really care.
It is interesting.
You're really just doing it for the person left behind.
You'll care about when you die, but absolutely nothing the moment you die matters.
Matters because you're dead.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot.
It's the people that you are leaving behind that you're doing
stuff for. I watched Ozark recently, the last season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't watched it.
And you know how there's so much death in Ozark? I don't know. I just had this moment where I realized you spend so much time not wanting to die, but as soon as you die,
it's over.
It actually doesn't matter. You don't even feel or know that you didn't want to die anymore. So,
yeah.
Here we are.
Yep. Yeah. And that was the end of this episode.
So hopefully we're still alive when this comes out.
And if we're not,
I got my last turn, so I was confused.
Yeah, sorry.
It's fine.
But yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed today's table topics. Amy's death is imminent.
Oh my gosh, you're going to really feel bad if I die before this episode.
Oh, God.
Travis.
I feel terrible.
Okay.
Have you made us an Excel spreadsheet?
She doesn't need
with
one.
Rude things that I would say to you after you said that statement, and then I died because
it's
of
a burn
it.
Book.
Brian wrote
things
me.
She wanted to say.
Brian wrote me letters, love letters. That are in envelopes for our first anniversary, and he told me to open them if I ever felt like there was a day he didn't love me and I could see how much he really does. But I've never opened them because
I always feel loved.
Because if he dies, I'd rather open them then. And Amy will write me the same time. But he thinks like, listen here, you idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
So
yeah. Hey, you did this
It'll
to me.
Make me laugh and cry.
Do you ever feel bad about what happened? You should.
You should just start sending him letters.
So creepy.
Okay.
I'll haunt you.
Alrighty.
All right. We have to go.
We have to go now.
Bye.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast, or our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics, and let's brunch again soon. This has been a Popjoy Media production.